This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we have the storms going on in California, or the snowstorms, or what we just saw in Buffalo and previously with hurricanes, while some individuals have been plagued with power outages and how horrible they are, we have constant pushes to go electric, to keep going electric. And the government is looking at possibly banning gas stoves. Now, I'm mixed on this. I see both sides of the argument. But I will err on the side of what happens when the power goes out. What's our backup? And I love having a backup. Maybe it's because I've seen so much Walking Dead. I fear the Walking Dead. But the power goes out. I can't tell you how many times in my life the power has gone out. The one thing I could count on is the power will go out. I could count on my car for the most part, although I have had a car that's died. Not all non-electric cars are immortal. They can still have issues. But I love the fact that if something does happen, I have... I'm not 100% dependent on electricity. But society is moving us towards that. And so if you are going to be without power for a few days, if you have a gas stove, you might still be able to feed your family, cook some food up, and warm yourself. If it goes electric, I get a little nervous about that. But I am also nervous that gas stoves have health risks. There's chemicals that get released. And these are things that have been linked to health issues, asthma. Carbon monoxide can be released. And so gas stoves aren't completely benign either. And so what do? Do we move to all electric? Do we come up with a compromise? Now, the New York Times has a piece. And they say that gas cooking doesn't deserve as much climate-related ire as it has been getting lately. It says it's only a tiny part of household energy use and carbon emissions. They say as of 2015, the most recent year with data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the New York Times says gas stoves accounted for less than 3% of household natural gas use in the U.S. Water heating used 10 times as much gas. Space heating burned more than 20 times as much. And that's counting only direct fuel consumption. So if you're also looking at cars and other things, they say cooking is such a small slice of the household energy and emissions pie that isn't worth it. They even say switching from gas to standard electric stove in 2021, this was written prior, may not reduce your carbon emissions right away. It depends on how your local grid generates electricity. Electric cooking may be cleaner over time, but cooking simply doesn't use a lot of energy to show that there's going to be that much improvement. There's also been reports that stoves that are electric could be more dangerous. The Washington Post had said roughly two-thirds of Americans cook with electric heat, but there has been a study that has shown that electric stoves, I apologize, this is by the NFPA, that households with electric stoves reported more fires, 2.6 times higher than those with gas stoves. Equally staggering, they said the death rate, this is a 2020 report, the death rate of electric-run households was 3.4 times higher than those with gas appliances. Injury rate nearly 5 times greater. This is from the National Fire Protection Association. So the one thing I've learned is fires destroy the environment. So I have a lot of patients who will burn themselves. The majority of them will burn themselves on an electric grill. Maybe it's because with gas stoves, you see the fire. You see the blue. You see the with the electric, it turns orange, or it could still be black and hot. I don't know. So what I think society needs to do is offer suggestions, offer incentives. I believe the Inflation Act gives people $840 to switch out their stove. But they also need to be very honest about some other risks and let people make an educated decision. But there's just something about us going all electric that makes me nervous. I will buy an electric car one day if I could afford it. I'm not sure when I'll be able to afford it, but if I could afford it later, I am interested in having an electric car. Do I want that car to be the only vehicle I have? Oh, hell no. I want to be able to hedge. Just, I've lived in power outages. I see the system and the grid and the hacking that can happen and the vulnerabilities we have. So I get nervous. So yes, gas stoves do have risks with them. Electric stoves do too. As much as I love the climate and I want to improve the climate, there might be some better ways. I mean, to be honest, if you ask people to walk to work or live near work and walk, you will be saving a hell of a lot more emissions on people driving. Tell people to drive less. Have more farmers markets in neighborhoods so people can walk, get their food, go home, and they don't have to necessarily drive to a supermarket. You're going to save more on emissions. But we have to, no matter what we do in terms of progressing with electric vehicles and electric stoves and relying on more electric, to not have an over-reliance on electric. I told you our over-reliance on computers and smartphones is making us vulnerable. The over-reliance on electricity can as well. We have to be able to cook our food, start a fire, put it on a grill. We need to be able to have that other option because the power always goes out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So finally, the House is getting to work after a 4 or 5 day fiasco of getting Kevin McCarthy into the speaker seat. Now things are moving. I understand he wasn't popular among everybody, and I understand that there was this back and forth, but it delayed them getting to work, which was what their job was, and, well, now they are. So, the first thing on the docket was to pass new rules for Congress. House of Representatives has passed a new rules package. This happened yesterday. It overhauls the way it functions, and it puts up more barriers to congressional spending and creates a more deliberate process for passing legislation. These were demands of the more conservative members of the Republican Party, which held up the speakership vote and was conceded upon. And they wanted to make sure that there wasn't more of the same, and McCarthy had to convince them there wouldn't be. So the rules passed with a 220 to 213 vote, with one Republican, Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas, voting against it. Passage of this blueprint for how the GOP will run the House is the first sign of success, because this is what Kevin McCarthy said he had wanted to do. And the changes include how the Pelosi-era proxy voting has now been changed, where you have to vote in person from the House floor. Proxy, I think she did that because of COVID, and then people weren't showing up, and so now people had to come back. And so the adopted rules are also going to include a provision that allows the House Freedom Caucus members to receive 3 of the 9 seats on the House Rules Committee. That dictates the terms of how bills are brought to the floor and how they could be amended. The package also includes a return to a cut-as-you-go policy that says legislation cannot be considered if it increases mandatory spending over a 5 to 10 year period. It's called cut-go. Policy requires bills that call for new spending to find offsetting spending cuts elsewhere in the federal budget. This is a new curb on federal spending, part of the GOP's efforts to stop piling on trillions of dollars in new debt each year. I kind of like that. I mean, unless I'm not seeing something. But if you are going to budget and you are going to say we're going to spend this money, since we're all suffering with the printing of the money and the inflation and the value of the dollar going down, why don't, if you want to spend something, where are you going to cut? Instead, it was spend, spend, spend. Don't make people pay their rent. Don't make people spend, pay their student loan debt. We're going to cut taxes. Well, then where does the money come from? Now, I don't want anybody raising taxes, but you can't just keep spending, not absorb, not take in the revenue from student loans, and expect the money that we currently have in circulation to cover it all. They said all but one GOP lawmaker supported the package. Gonzalez said he wouldn't support the bill for its anti-immigration policies. Gonzalez also opposes the possibility of cuts to the Defense Department, even though I don't think they have any language in that, or they wanted to cut the Defense Department. So the Republicans want to limit discretionary funding in the next fiscal year, and but they don't believe that means the defense programs are going to be cut. So, and from what I understand, the Republicans want money going to defense. So we'll see what happens with that. We are seeing some shifts in who is on powerful committees. Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, I believe, has been booted off the Intelligence Committee. Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, what we're being told is this is payback for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar being kicked off their committees in the 117th Congress. Republicans warned that Democrats would regret down the road deciding to dictate who serves on committees. And so Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries would offer their names to the respective committees, and McCarthy would have to approve them. Speaker McCarthy, however, told Punchbowl News that he's already made the case against all 3 far-left representatives earning spots on these high-profile committees. He said, it's not like it's anything new. Remember this one, Nancy Pelosi. This is the type of Congress she wanted to have. Swalwell can't get security clearance in the private sector, and I'm not to give him a government security clearance. He said Schiff has lied too many times to the American public. He should not be on Intel. So all 3 lawmakers say they haven't engaged in wrongdoing and should not be removed from their committees. But Swalwell has faced questions over his ties to a Chinese spy named Fang Fang. And the woman helped Swalwell raise money for his 2014 campaign. And while the California Democrats said he did cut ties to the alleged spy, it was shown that he was still friends with her on Facebook. And there was an FBI briefing showing her ties to China. Omar has been in trouble for some of her comments deemed anti-Semitic. And even Democrats have criticized some of her comments. So for her to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee, that caused some concern. So the next big fight now is going to be the committee assignments. And then what's going to happen with immigration, what's going to happen with Hunter Biden, what's going to happen with more of the spending. And that's what they want to do. They want to start cutting some of the spending that had gotten passed. And, you know, this is something that if the Republicans do want to win and if the Republicans do want to remain popular among their base, they are going to have to make good on those promises. The problem is the American public doesn't understand how this works. And I'm still even a little bit in shock. I know that if you don't have the money, that it has to get printed. And that when you print money, the more of the dollars that are out there, then the less they are worth and inflation goes up. But the average person doesn't see that. And still, I had a tough time wrapping my head around it. How does something that gets printed, that nobody knows that it got printed, and then just all of a sudden gets sent to a congressman or gets sent to a department or gets sent to a facility or Planned Parenthood or whatever, how does that alter the value of the dollar? But it does. And I think people need to be a little bit, you know, trained more on what's happening. We pass these bills, and they're thousands of pages. The last bill was, 4,000 pages done? 4,000 pages? And the average American can't read that. I can't. I don't have time. And let alone understand it. And so Congress does these things on purpose so people don't understand. That's why I prefer the one-line bill. But even with those, people have issues, like the ballot questions. Many people don't trust any of the ballot questions because they say they're written by one political party, and you don't get the full who's doing the interpretation of it. And then the interpretation could be, again, up to interpretation. But I would prefer the one-line item bills saying, guys, we're going to stop pre-existing conditions. Insurance companies have to cover pre-existing conditions. That's huge. That might disrupt premiums, but it's only one statement. It's not 2,300 pages of things. And so the way Congress does things is something that's been happening for decades, centuries, and nobody does anything about it. So then you have Republicans that look like they're trying to throw a monkey wrench in the process, even though they've been a part of the problem as well. And everyone's like, oh, no, what are they doing? What are they doing? Yeah, we want transparency. A lot of money is being spent. And many of us understand that these governments operate on budgets, and in order for them to still keep getting the funding, they have to show they spent the money. So if they didn't spend the money, at the end of the year, they say, spend, 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 everybody. Come on, hurry up and spend. So we can still, we don't get our budget cut. And I've said this from the beginning, why don't we incentivize? Whatever money you don't spend, a small percentage of that can turn into a bonus, which is pretty lucrative. Why aren't we incentivizing government workers to save money? But we're not. Everybody's like, well, I need to take my leave. If I don't use it, I lose it, so I'm going to take my leave. Why don't you incentivize it? If you don't use your leave, that turns into a bonus on your paycheck. I love the idea of giving people leave and then letting them decide if they're using it. If they don't want to use it, that becomes a bonus. That becomes money in the bank. Maybe less people will take off. Maybe more work will get done. When they said they had to hire 87,000 more IRS agents, why when we already have thousands upon thousands of workers? What aren't they doing, and why did we need 87,000 more? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Be cautious and be prepared. The message is to nearly everyone in California. As the rain keeps falling, rivers keep flooding, and the hills are in danger of sliding.
Have their go bags ready, cell phones turned on. Be prepared to evacuate. And those are some of the same residents that we have to have prepared for the event of mudslides, debris flows, and flooding.
Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal in Santa Rosa, which is near where old wildfires created burn scars that make the area a high risk for mudslides. As the rains may ease later today, forecasters say the next big storm will hit the California coast this weekend. House Republicans have passed their first bill to rescind much of the funding given the IRS last year. It's expected to die in the Democrat-controlled Senate. House Democrats have filed a formal complaint with the Ethics Committee against freshman George Santos over his many admitted misstatements. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as crime soars, people are trying to find ways to protect themselves. And we've talked about dogs and how some dogs can be, you know, all bark but no bite. Now, I've had dogs where they're noisy. They might scare people away, but once people meet the dogs, they're probably going to get a nice little licking and hug and tail wagging. And you're like, come on, what kind of a guard dog is this? But then you have others who have maybe a pit bull, a Doberman Pinscher. Who else is pretty? Some of these bulldogs. But some of these dogs, they could be more aggressive. And a robber would be reluctant to come near a house if somebody has a pit bull. The problem is that some of these pit bulls know the difference between a bad guy and a good guy. And we have an 11-year-old boy that is left with 70% of his scalp missing because he was dragged into a ditch by three pit bulls. Justin Gilstrap of Appling in Columbia County in Georgia was riding his bike outside his house on Friday. The neighbor's three dogs broke free and chased him down. One of the dogs clamped down on his leg before the others joined in. They pulled him off the road because you're going to fall off your bike. And they brought him to a nearby ditch. They started to maul him. Poor baby. Chunks of his scalp and ears and chest and legs. And the owner said, yeah, they like to chase bicycles. The mother's, of course, devastated. All the boy was doing was playing outside, and we want children to play outside. And I'm looking at him right now. He got beat up pretty bad. I think he's going to be okay. And they ran off. Luckily, the dogs ran off. He was found by nearby relatives minutes later. He was lying helpless in the dirt by his nephew. They called mom, called 911. He was rushed to a hospital, placed into a medically induced coma, and he has now had multiple procedures on him. A GoFundMe page has been started for him. It's called Justin Gilstrap Medical Bills. $96,957 have been raised, according to his family. Erica, I'm asking everyone to please pray for Justin. He was attacked by three pit bulls tonight. He was rushed to emergency surgery. He's currently intubated and sedated at CHOG in PICU. He's missing 70% of his scalp, with several lacerations and staples. They couldn't close the wound on his leg. He's now running a fever. The sad thing is we have reported these dogs several times before. Columbia County did nothing. It's sad it took this for them to finally do something. I'm a single mom of four, so I'm sure I will have to be out of work for a little bit, plus all of his medical bills, being he is going to have a few more surgeries. I hate asking for anything right now. I am worried about everything. Any help is appreciated. And I get that. And it is hard. It is hard to ask people for help. And so, fortunately, they've raised $96,957 and rising. But these pit bulls, sadly, are some of the more violent dogs. And many people have, you know, these are dogs that the pit bulls were rounded up by animal control. And, of course, they have to be checked for rabies and all sorts of things. The dog's owner, Bert Baker III, has been the subject of several complaints in connection with his pets. And a statement by the Sheriff's County Office said, at 7 p.m. Friday, we were called to the house and referenced the dog attack. When we arrived on the scene, animal control was in the process of taking three dogs into their custody. So the owner arrived on the scene, admitted that the dogs were his, later stated they like to chase people on bicycles. Why didn't he have them locked up? Why did he have three of them? And I get it. I love dogs. I love pets. But when you have a pet that can hurt others, it is your responsibility to train them, to keep them in a leash, to give them a space for them to play that is not near the public. And many people, they get these dogs for protection or for another reason, and they don't think about what the consequences could be. But we're going to see more of these, and we're hearing about more pit bull attacks because many people are choosing them. I'm not sure what happened in this particular case, but many people are choosing them as a crime prevention. I told my husband every time he goes out of town, you know, I don't panic that much because I have pets that will alert me if someone's in the house. The cats will act differently. The dog will act differently. Gives me enough time to get the gun. Although I sleep with the gun next to us still. And so, you know, we use our animals, and they don't have to be pit bulls, but we do use our animals for protection. And we're coming to that because it is very difficult to rely on law enforcement who's understaffed and overworked and already spread thin in the community they work with. Unfortunately, too many people are taking the law into their own hands, and it could be deadly. A 13-year-old boy has been shot by a homeowner. This is in D.C. And this happened at 4 a.m. after the homeowner thought he was breaking into cars. Karen Blake, 13 years old of D.C., was fatally shot by an unidentified homeowner around 4 a.m. on January 7th. The homeowner claimed he heard noises outside his home, thought someone was tampering with the vehicle. Blake and the man apparently got into a confrontation. Police found the teenager with multiple gunshot wounds. He was transferred to the hospital, later died. The D.C. community now demands that the homeowner's identity be released. And the Metropolitan Police Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office are discussing whether or not charges should be filed against the man. So I'm not sure what the child was doing there, what if the child was rustling through, nowadays, if you're on somebody's property, and I don't know if many of these people know that, I don't know if the car was out there, on the street, but I don't think a lot of people realize that if you were on somebody's property, you're at risk of being shot. If anybody comes into my house, I'm going to assume they're there to hurt me. And you don't have time for a conversation. Unfortunately, not sure what the kid was doing near this man's car. Didn't have to die. So they believe the child was unarmed. Two other youths are suspected of fleeing the scene. So there was a group of individuals. Police said they found a stolen car in the area, and believed that the child, who was a middle schooler, used it. So maybe the 13-year-old was driving. And, it's a shame. I hate to see people die when they didn't have to, or crimes done that didn't have to be done. And now people want to know who this person was that shot him. And, what do you do? How do we move forward where we're not taking the law into our own hands, but we're protecting ourselves or protecting our property? And nowadays, and I understand why, people are nervous. They're on edge. And they want to protect themselves, either with pit bull, either with a weapon. I mean, I've had our car broken into. I've had things stolen. It's horrible. It happened when I didn't know about it. But if somebody comes into the house, I would have a gun, and I would probably warn them. I know you're not really supposed to. You're supposed to just, because while you're warning them, they could hurt you. But I just know myself. I'd be like, I have a gun, and that's what I did last time. Person was in my house. I stood in front of the kids' rooms. I said, I have a gun. Get the blank out. I got ready to fire a warning shot, and he left. And they found him later. He went through the doggy door. So we live in a world right now where people are stabbing random people, killing random people, raping. Look at what happened in Idaho. People are on edge. This man walks into this house and kills 4 college students. The average person sees this and says, anybody coming on my property or anybody near my property is going to be thwarted. And sadly, we have a 13-year-old dead. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a doctor, or as a business owner, or as a mom, you've seen a lot in your life. And when you see things happen to people, you stop and go, bad things happen to people. Suicide, depression, substance abuse. You go back and you go, where was it when things went bad? What was the turning point? Was it a bully? Was it an injury? Was it a divorce? When did things change? When did things start to get to the point of no return? And Prince Harry is right now at that point that, God forbid, something happens later, we look back and go, it was when he did what he did in the early 2020s. And I see him on this path that no good could come out of. unless he changes course. And Prince Harry, you know, people are like, why do people care about Prince Harry? Because Prince Harry and Prince William lost Diana. And so we've always kind of had a place in our heart for those kids. And actually, Prince Harry has always had the sympathy vote. We've always been sympathetic to Prince Harry because it's got to suck not being first in line to the throne. He was second in line to his older brother. And then now that his older brother has had kids, has had multiple boys, he's less in line to the throne. Usually the younger brother gets that sympathy vote. He's got the sympathy vote for losing Diana, sympathy vote for that. And so most of his attraction to the British, to Americans, has been that empathy. Going, it couldn't have been easy. Even though he's a very wealthy prince, you're not going to get a lot of people playing a violin. You know, he was able to garner that. But it's going to run out. And here he is, well into his 30s, right? And he's still playing the sympathy card. And sadly, wrong timing. As I said, the Oprah interview, even though I think Oprah did a great job, that interview should have never aired at the time it did. While people were losing their businesses and lockdowns and losing their lives over COVID and losing their ability to work and losing workers and their businesses going kaput because of these lockdowns, we had to hear about Harry and Meghan Markle's money issues. Bad timing. And now with his book Spare, and I get it, he needs to sell the book, and it is an intriguing read from what I'm understanding, in order for him to make the money on that book, because he needs to since he's not with the royals anymore, he's going on this little press junket making all these interviews. But it's about, again, stirring up this empathy for him. And he might be being misread. Some people think he's trying to take down the monarchy. I don't think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to make a living. He's trying to become American royalty. He and Meghan Markle wanted to be the George Clooney's or the Brad Pitt's or the Oprah's in America. But they're British. And they're over there in England. They're, what, seventh in line to the throne. They're not the big cheese because there's King Charles now and Princess Kate and William. So in America, how do they become royalty? And Americans are kind of mixed on idolizing British royalty here. We don't have a monarchy. Right? Many of us have had to work to become rich. And those who didn't and, you know, were married into wealthy families, they have to prove themselves. So if Prince Harry is going to be in America and Meghan Markle, who got the dream most girls have dreamt about, where they find a prince to marry and all of a sudden they get to now be a princess and a wealthy one, they're going to have to change course or more people are going to dislike them. And I've never wanted to live in a time where I heard people say, I hate Prince Harry. You can't hate him. He lost his mom. He's a little baby boy, but he's not. And the more he goes on this rampage, trying to promote a book and saying he now doesn't talk to his father, he doesn't talk to his brother, okay, that's heartbreaking. Yeah, America is full of dysfunctional families, and I get the monarchy is probably dysfunctional, and I get that they probably didn't like living there, and they have all the choice and power in the world. If they want to leave the monarchy, power to them. But we gotta stop the mudslinging. All right? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will not bring down the monarchy. The British love the monarchy and the Americans don't care. So you need to pivot. You need to give us something we do care about. What are you two building? What are you two, they've dug themselves into a hole because they've asked people to feel sorry for them. And you can't necessarily do that when you're rich and you're royalty and you chose to leave for privacy and then you're not asking for privacy. There is so much they could be doing, and maybe they are. Maybe they are doing a bunch of charity work. But it's getting overshadowed with this, well, you know, there was the queen, there was an ornament, and my mom giggled from beyond the grave, and Archie giggled, and we all giggled, and I mean, you can't, you know, ripping on somebody who just died, who was a monarch for 70 years, is probably not the best choice. And I don't know who's telling them everybody's on your side. It just seems to be that they keep getting hammered, and I think they could do so much good. And where I come in with this, and I've told you guys this before, I don't care. They want to leave the monarchy. If the monarchy were a bunch of, you know, mean people, in-laws, people not getting along, I get that happens. My problem is you had an opportunity, especially Meghan, that many of us have been dying to have. And you get into a position where you are some sort of royalty. And you now have a platform where you could do so much good. What gets me and will always get me is a wasted opportunity. If I was Meghan Markle and I didn't like my in-laws, you could say that. We didn't get along. But they're going to live their life. I'm going to live my life. And I'm going to now do good. I'm going to take what I've been given and the opportunities I have, and I'm going to shine. Yeah, me and the in-laws don't get along. And maybe the in-laws were racist. Maybe those things did happen. But she's not going to become famous and philanthropic by continually battering the royals. Now it's time to build your own name. Right? If not, and like I said, eventually Harry is losing the sympathy vote. It's really hard to feel sorry for somebody who's rich. People don't see it that way, and I get it, it's hard. I watched The Crown. It must have stunk to be Princess Diana. But for people who are poor and for people who have always wanted to be a princess, they might look at it differently. Yet Princess Diana went out there and she made a name, and she was very philanthropic, and she was loved. If that's what these two need to do, and they're going to be losing it, and they're going to be made a laughingstock, and that's what people are saying. And it didn't have to be that way, but they made poor choices. Their leaving should have been something of, and again, some people don't want the dirty laundry aired. Some people demand answers. They should have said, look, this isn't for us. We think we could do more being in Antarctica or being in Africa or being in Southern California. This is why we left. This is what we're going to do. And it's hard to watch what's happening. And I don't want them to make these mistakes. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.